Hey, we're back. This is Jonathan Katz, the guy who likes to say, hey, we're back. I don't get it either. Hey, I was recently talking to my friend Paula Poundstone, wonderful comedian, and it became apparent to me that my sympathy is often misplaced.
Although I would take earthquakes over, like, tornadoes any day.
Oh, that's the thing. I think tornadoes, I feel sorry for these tornadoes. There were like four tornadoes yesterday that actually did some serious in Texas or the Midwest, where people actually died and homes were destroyed. And they get
tornadoes,
like the last slot on the news.
Tornadoes, yeah, get very bad billing.
Who does the PR for?
I don't think I ever thought of it from the perspective of the tornado before.
Well, maybe that's...
So few people support the disaster itself. Look,
you're
to
right.
Jonathan Katz's perspective for that. Well, you know, the thing about earthquakes is that there's something, I mean, unfair and yet fair about the whole thing. I mean, the whole earth shakes and things that are on it fall down. That's how it works. But a tornado picks and chooses. You know, one person's house can be standing and the other person totally demolished, which I just wouldn't feel so comfortable about a thing like that, you know? It just kind of comes through. It just goes, you, not you. I don't think I'd feel at all good about that.
Obviously, I could have left it alone right there, but still, I pressed my luck.
You know who I feel sorry for? The tidal wave.
Sure.
When was the last time anybody spoke about the tidal wave?
Sure. Ever felt good about the tidal wave? Yeah. Is a tidal wave the same thing as a tsunami?
You know, clearly the crowd was starting to turn on me, but I still persisted.
You remember that plane crash, Paul?
What plane crash?
You know, I don't know. You probably are not old enough to remember. It was with Buddy Holly and Otis Redding and a bunch of rock stars.
Otis Redding and Buddy Holly weren't in the same plane crash, were they?
No, but they could have been for the purposes of this joke.
Oh, I see.
Which doesn't really deserve the kind of attention it got. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't be like that. Did somebody over there go like, oh? Like you're really thinking about what? Were you picturing the death in the plane crash? Well, see, who told you to picture it? My feeling is you got what you deserved there.
Absolutely.
If you went off and pictured the death, no one said to do that. You know what? You stay with the group. How about that?
She's strict?
Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember the time in Willy Wonka when they... They drank the fizzy lifting stuff and then got the top of the dome thing dirty? Oh, act like you didn't just watch that a couple days ago. I knew there were more Harvard people in here. I knew it.
Paula.
Yes, Jonathan?
You spend a lot of time on the road, according to my notes.
That's true. I spend a lot of time on the road. Tremendous amount of time on the road. Now, do you work the road anymore because you have so many kids?
I do. I work the road a lot because I have so many kids.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But it's tough because sometimes they track me down. No,
yeah, well,
I,
you make the mistake of using the call forwarding and then the kids can find you.
But my big problem is you know, you do the show, you go back to the hotel room, you got 23 and a half hours to kill. What do you do?
Within my 23 and a half hours? Yeah. Well, actually, wait a minute, I have a piece of hair stuck on the back of my shirt.
Well, that's good for 20 minutes, but then you got the other 22 hours. Don't stall.
Today you heard the voice of the amazing Paula Poundstone. Today's episode was recorded live at the Hasty Pudding Theater. Music by Billy Novick and Guy Van Duzer. Also by Mike Shapiro. Today's episode was distributed by WNYC with a special thanks to Chris Bannon, Caitlin Thompson. Produced by Katie Shannon. I'm Jonathan Katz and thank you so much for listening.